This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, who's also a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and a member of the Subcommittee on Personnel. On Thursday afternoon, the Senate rejected taking up the current version of the fiscal year 2011 defense authorization bill, and a big reason for that was because the bill contains a proposed repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, I'm glad to be with you.
When you heard the report from the Pentagon last week, you also heard from many of the service chiefs who don't like the idea, certainly not to the extent that the defense secretary and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs does. Where did you stand going in, and did any of the arguments change your mind?
Well, going in, I stood exactly where I was going out, and that is I'm opposed to a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I think some of the service chiefs are a little more open to the idea than I am, but I do believe they came down very strongly against making a change at this time. As a matter of fact, I think it would be very harmful to order and discipline and to cohesiveness for our troops in harm's way. In particular, the people that are doing the fighting on the front line, the Army combat units, the Marines, are very much opposed to this. And I just do not see the reason why we shouldn't wait until Afghanistan subsides a bit and then make a decision there. But to make this change when we're asking a lot of these volunteers, I think, is wrong. And that was backed up by the Commandant of the Marine Corps and by the Chief of Staff of the Air Force and the Army.
Senator, there were a number of different aspects of the Pentagon study with which the Secretary and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs talked about why they didn't think there would be too many additional problems if this were approved. But is there anywhere in the report where it talks about how this would benefit the armed forces?
You're right. I didn't see much of a benefit. There's a political benefit to the president and to the Democrats to satisfy a constituency of theirs, which is the gay rights movement, heavily Democratic in our country. And I think that's the impotence there. They know we had an election. The climate for repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell will be far different after the first of the year and these duly elected representatives and senators come to Washington. So they're trying to do it quickly while there's still these super majorities. No, that's the reason. I can't imagine how it would benefit a readiness or a good order and discipline. There's a very small number of servicemen who are discharged because of this. We're talking 600 or 700 per year over the last 17 years. That's not a substantially large number. Most of those, a good percentage of those, are during basic training when a number of people are looking for any reason under the sun as an excuse to get out.
Senator, you mentioned that during wartime is a particularly not good time to do this. Do you sense on the surface that in peacetime it would be any better?
Well, let me make it clear. I'm not for changing the policy. So I don't expect I would be disposed to vote in favor of a repeal during peacetime. But I got the impression from the service chiefs that they would be more open to this idea. And there's some members of the Senate who are willing to look at it as long as we're not in the heat of combat. So I'm very opposed to it and expect that I will not change my view. Some people may change their view, and of course they have the right to their own decisions and opinions.
So now that the Senate has blocked this in an early vote, what does this do for the defense authorization bill and the lame duck session and the issue of Don't Ask, Don't Tell procedurally?
Well, let me tell you, there are a number of decisions we have to make concerning the defense authorization bill. In addition to the social issues of homosexuality and abortion in military clinics, there's the actual weapon systems, the actual defense vehicles, aircraft. We need to make a number of decisions. We really need, typically we would be on that bill for 3 weeks, and I think the majority leader, Senator Reid, realizes, you know, we're right up against the Christmas break and the first of the year when he's going to lose his supermajority. So the truth of the matter is we do not have time in the business days remaining in calendar year 2010 to take up this bill. And Don't Ask, Don't Tell is only a small part of the whole package that we would have to debate extensively.
Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker, Republican. He's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee as well as the Subcommittee on Personnel. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.